Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mac, and today we're going to talk about the race that just happened for the Portuguese Grand Prix in Portimão. Now, before we get into it, here is how it finished. Jorge Martin won it from Enea Bastianini, Pedro Acosta, Brad Binder, Jack Miller, Marco Bezzecchi, Fabio Quartararo, Aleix Espargaró, Miguel Oliveira, Fabio Di Giantonio, Augusto Fernandez, Joan Mir, Alex Rins, Taka Nakagami, Johan Zarco, Marc Marquez, Luca Marini, and Franco Morbidelli was the last one across the line. Maverick Vinales crashed, Pecco Bagnaia and Marc Marquez came together in turn 5. Pecco didn't restart, Marc did. Alex Marquez crashed in turn 5 and Raul Fernandez also crashed. Now, the drama that just happened in that Grand Prix, oh my God, there was amazing things that did happen. You know, Jorge Martin realistically led the race, controlled the race, and was a deserved race winner. Enea Bastianini, you know, didn't seem to have pace to get ahead of Maverick Vinales. You know, was looking for a solid podium and was going to get it until the incident for Vinales on the last lap. Pedro Acosta, no doubt that he has cemented his name, that while he is a rookie, he is not afraid of anyone. Brad Binder, again, solid race out of Binder. You know, definitely benefited out of Marquez and Pecco coming together. Very same with Miller. He had a really good, solid race. But, you know, definitely Acosta has put the two KTM boys on notice. Really solid race again for Marco Bezzecchi, seeming to get to grips now with the GP23. So let's see what he can do. Fabio Quartararo, again, kind of an uneventful race for him. You know, he would have finished ninth where he started, but again, as I said, there was a couple of riders went off in the last couple of laps, and you know, really, I suppose, you know, benefited to him. Again, Aleix Espargaró, you know, nowhere near the pace of his teammate this weekend. Definitely needs to have a look into what was going on. You know, he would have been like 20, 21 seconds behind Maverick should Maverick have finished the race. Miguel Oliveira, really good race. Top 10 was what he was aiming for. He got ninth in his home Grand Prix. Still lots of work to do for him. Fabio Di Giantonio, quite surprised that he is so far down. But again, look, a finish is a finish inside the top 10. That's just where he needs to be. Augusto Fernandez, 11th. You know, good enough race for him. Yes, people ahead of him went out. But again, you know, when you look at it, 23 seconds behind his rookie teammate, not really going to be happy with that, I would think. Joan Mir did score points today. I did get it wrong yesterday. I got a little bit excited. But he did score points today. 12th, not a bad race for Joan Mir, to be fair. Top Honda, first Honda home. Alex Rins did fade a little bit towards the end. 13th place, not a bad race, to be fair. Taka Nakagami, Johan Zarco, didn't really see any of them. Marc Marquez in 15th was running in top 5 all race. You know, did have a coming together in turn 5 with Pecco. You know, on first glance of it, it looks like, you know, Marc dived up the inside of Pecco, ran wide, was closing the door again, and the two of them met in the middle. Racing incident, or should Marc have held his line? You know, they would have both got through the corner and continued on, but it is what it is. Luca Marini, you know, not a lot really to say there. You know, down in a dismal 17th position, I'm sure it's hurting him quite a lot. Franco Morbidelli crashed in the opening couple of laps. Maverick Vinales had a very weird incident. He ran wide in turn 1 and looped it on the last lap. So had the podium, second place, no doubt in my mind for him. So it was a bit of a strange one. Pecco Bagnaia, really strange race for Pecco. Didn't seem to have the pace at all. Pedro Acosta got past him as well for fourth place. And literally left him, do you know what I mean? He could not get into the 38s, was struggling in the 39s, low 39s all the time. So definitely some frustration there from Pecco. Alex Marquez, again, he just had a crash towards the start of the race. Not much really he could do about it. And same for Raul Fernandez. Look, there's a lot of talk going to happen after this race. Was Marquez right or wrong? While Mark did close the door, for me personally, I think it was a racing incident. I think Martin was incredible today, but rider of the race for me, 100%, was Pedro Acosta. Boy, can he make that bike dance. Absolutely unbelievable. But I would definitely love to know your thoughts. What did you think of the Portuguese Grand Prix? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.